Well, hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. If you're somewhat new to Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We try to ground this program into the Word of God and try to saturate it with the Word. We try to have a theme each and every program, and today we're going to be focusing on a heart of repentance. Now, that's a word we don't hear preached too often. Yeah, a heart of repentance. So we'll be taking a look at some really good scriptures that focus on repenting for both the believer and the non-believer as well. So I hope you can join me as we focus on a heart of repentance right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
Void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. The mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
Mullins here on Great News Radio, and our God is an awesome God. This, of course, is Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we are focusing on a heart of repentance. In Joel chapter 2, verse 11, it says, "The Lord thunders at the head of his army. His forces are beyond number, and mighty is the army that obeys his command. The day of the Lord is great. It is dreadful. Who can endure it? Rend your heart. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity." You know, in this prophetic message, the critical question is immediately followed by the powerful, convicting answer. See, Joel prophesizes the day of the Lord and asks, who can endure it? The next word, therefore, is followed by the prophet's urgent counsel. Turn to me with all of your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Friend, that's real repentance. Not no artificial or superficial, wimpy, I'm sorry, God, but a deep, sorrowful, heart-wrenching cry with fasting that means business and recognizes the terrible danger ahead. Friend, that is true, authentic, and genuine repentance. When was the last time you came to God with a true heart of repentance? Listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. It is so good to be spending some time here with you on, of course, this Sunday, March the 3rd, 2013. And if you can, be praying for our pilgrims who, as of yesterday, just started to fly out to Israel as they are part of the Serve and Learn opportunity to Israel. They left yesterday. I know they are literally being the hands and feet of Jesus as they are doing so many service opportunities while they're there in Israel. So if you can, be praying for those pilgrims and be lifting them up for their safety, protection, but also that God will also ordain each and every work of their hand and every relationship and individual that they meet while they are there in Israel. So be praying for them. We'd really appreciate that. Well, for today on Sunday Worship, we are focusing on a heart of repentance. In Luke chapter 12, verse 39, it says, "But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him." You know, friend, when I first became a believer, I thought by simply dealing with my outward sins that I could live in a state of sinlessness. Okay? But it wasn't long before the Lord began revealing and dealing with my inward sins and attitudes. Now, and the longer that I walk with Him, I understand more and more the meaning of daily repentance. If we truly want to be free and walk in His liberty, we cannot avoid this crucial requirement for freedom. Because we cannot receive His forgiveness without it, repentance must be a way of life for us. And you can read more about that in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. So friend, let's lay down our pride and turn to Him every day with genuine repentance.
Savior, say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin and stain, He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power in thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all, all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, He washed it white as snow. Sin had
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Favorites. It's called In Christ Alone, right here on Sunday Worship. This, of course, is Great News Radio, and today we are focusing on a heart of repentance. Why is it that some believers seem to go much deeper in their walk with God than others? I believe it has to do with a desire to pursue God and not to stop until they feel his very presence in their lives. See, these believers decide not to settle for anything less than a growing, vibrant relationship with God, and God honors that desire for those who seek it. Much of our walk is determined by how we desire him. In James, the Lord promises that if you draw near to him, he will draw near to you. See, friend, our enemy Satan uses everything in his power to prevent that vibrant relationship from forming. But press through, press on, because God wants this relationship very, very much. I want more. Do you want more? God's heart and mind are infinitely deep, and there's nothing more precious than knowing him better and better and better. So, friend, let's push through every obstacle to really show him how much he means to us. Friend, let's do it together.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Here on Great News Radio, and I love you, Lord. I sure hope and pray that you are enjoying your weekend, friend. Thank you so much. It's kind of hard to believe that. It was already 30 minutes, already passed, but thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you as part of your weekend, friend. It's always a pleasure to spend some time with you, and I hope and pray that you can join me next time, next Sunday, for Sunday worship. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow morning, I hope you can join us for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Friend, remember until next time that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.